that El Tavor is out of this world. The Indians run it. The food is fantastic.
Wow.
We've never had a problem. But if you just wanted to get away while you were in Arizona or L.A.
Mm-hmm.
or Nevada, you could. There's a lot of things you can do. But this is from L.A.
Neat.
Just to get away.
So what did they retrofit some cars? Or
They must have, and they must have spent the money to do that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I mean, I know they got, you know, into it, you know, when you go from Virginia to Florida.
Yeah.
And so now I guess they figured they might as well get into it all the way. So they've got 10 days, 9 nights from Chicago, Santa Fe, Williams, Grand Canyon, Flagstaff, Sedona. Then they've got Grand Canyon Explorer that goes Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Williams, Grand Canyon, Flagstaff, and then Sedona. You know, 10 days, 9 days.
Oh, so those are different ones? Your first one you talked about was from L.A., so these are going from Chicago.
Yeah, they're all over. Everyone's different.
Cool.
And then they have the Grand Tetons and the Yellowstone from Chicago, Salt Lake City, Jackson Hole, Grand Teton National Park, Yellowstone, and Salt Lake City.
What's that going for?
7 days, 6 nights.
I'm pretty intrigued.
Pardon?
What's that going for? I'm intrigued by that one.
Yeah, we're May to September, and the most expensive one is $2,000.
Okay.
They're making it very reasonable. 5 days,
yeah.
4 nights. Again, Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
down. Then they have Yellowstone and Yosemite, leaving from Chicago. Again, mm-hmm. May, June, July, August, September. So if you're going to do anything, you got to plan it now.
Well,
now, the Rocky Mountains of Yosemite, they have one January to March, and it's going Denver. Denver to Salt Lake City to
wow.
San Francisco. And your journey ends in San Francisco, and that's only 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you got to get out to Denver. But it's in January to March, I would be leery because of the storms. If you can fly out there to get there. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then they have a little getaway to Yosemite for 3 days and 2 nights. And then they have a Northern Rail experience. It's a hop-on, hop-off sightseeing tour
mm-hmm.
of Seattle and San Francisco and Chicago. So that's July, September, October, December even.
And pretty
then,
neat.
Pardon?
I said that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's their capital. You know, you've been talking about it for years, about everybody, more people going to the national parks, and now Amtrak's figured it out.
Oh, my God. If you get in on these things, at least you're guaranteed to get in. If
mm-hmm.
you're trying to do it on your own, you've got to start planning a year in advance because
yep.
they get booked up real fast.
Yep.
And especially if there's any weather issues, they'll shut it down and you're not allowed in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that, you know. But there's one here that's leaving from Washington, D.C., 14 days, and it runs from June through July, August, September, October, November, goes down to New Orleans, Seattle, and Los Angeles.
Wait a minute.
So if you want to get on something down in
It goes all
Washington,
the way down to New Orleans
D.C.
and then goes
yeah.
back up to the West Coast? Wow.
Yeah, it goes Washington, D.C., you have New Orleans, Los Angeles, Seattle, Chicago. It goes in a big, like, odd-shaped square.
Hmm.
You can do a hop-on, hop-off, 6 nights, 7 nights, whatever you want to do. They have departures January, February, March, April, May. They have other departures for other trips. And, you know, they have them. You could do a day trip, 3 days, 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, whatever.
Neat.
And then they have, either way, you plan it however you want to do it.
Yeah.
And then Glacier Bay National Park in the Canadian Rockies, they have it leaving from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to Banff, Calgary, Jasper, Vancouver, Seattle.
Wow.
Lake Louise.
That's awesome.
I know you've been talking about that for a long time.
That's awesome. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm really surprised that this is what they're doing. This was like $3,000,
mm-hmm.
but you're gone for 11 days.
Yeah. That includes meals and everything, too?
It says here it's breaking it up. It has a whole. Let's see. You got a boat cruise in Glacier National Park. You got this Big Sky tour of Glacier National. Hop on, hop off sightseeing tour of Vancouver. Lookout Icefields Parkway excursion from Jasper, including a ride on board the Ice Explorer vehicle. Glacier Skywalk. I'm not seeing. It's saying 7-night hotel accommodation, 2 nights aboard the Amtrak, 1 night aboard Via Rail.
Mm-hmm.
2 meals included, 2 lunches, it says. So I'm assuming it's 2 meals a day.
Well, no, just 2 lunches.
I don't know what 2 lunches mean. I would have to verify more.
Yeah, that sounds like when you're on the train, you get the 2 lunches. That's about it.
Well, it's saying, I'm looking at it says breakfast, lunch, brunch, dinner. So each location's got a letter what it's going to serve you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I think the meals is on you on most of them.
Okay. So you gotta factor that in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The food.
Yep.
Yeah.
Neat. Well, that's a big surprise. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'll have to
that. Yeah, they got a thing in San Francisco, from Seattle, Portland, and down to San Francisco. I mean, I couldn't believe this. It was like, hey, I got to talk about this.
Now, how many? They just have it out through next year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you can get started thinking about it, because most of the trips it looks like is all in the summer warm months.
Yeah, well, perfect. It's a good idea.
Yeah, and they even have one from New York City to Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like these little getaways packages. Mm-hmm. New England foliage in September and October. Canadian Rockies eastbound.
USA Radio News.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue today on Capitol Hill. Kavanaugh was asked about Roe versus Wade by Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Well, as a general proposition, I understand the importance of the precedent set forth in Roe v. Wade.
Facebook and Twitter executives are defending their company in congressional hearings today. Meanwhile, Google declined sending a top executive to the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey earlier today.
We don't always have an understanding of where an account is located. We have to infer this oftentimes. And this is where we do get a lot of help from our law enforcement partners, is not only to understand where some of these threats are coming from, but also the intent. And the faster that we get that information, the faster that we can act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Reaction continues to the launch of a new Nike ad campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback was the first to kneel during the national anthem to protest, he said, police violence against black Americans. And he's the face of the campaign, which marks the 30th anniversary of Nike's Just Do It campaign. Tweeting Nike boycott, some people said in response that they're going to burn their Nike sneakers or cut the swoosh logo off their socks. Also, many police organizations are calling for a boycott of Nike. However, Apex Marketing says in the first 24 hours since Kaepernick revealed the spot on Twitter, Nike had received over $43 million worth of free media exposure, the vast majority of it neutral to positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nike stocks did initially drop 3%, but have rebounded today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. and Canadian officials are working together to come up with a trade deal to replace NAFTA. Canada's Prime Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, spoke to reporters a short time ago.
We are back as we said we would be last week. Our officials have continued to work hard and constructively over the weekend, and we are looking forward to constructive conversations today.
Freeland was speaking there on Fox Business. The woman who took the photos of former Cosby Show star Jeffrey Owens while he worked at a Trader Joe's in New Jersey says she cried an hour and a half after seeing all the social media backlash Owens was receiving and that he was job shamed. Meanwhile, Owens himself is speaking out.
The fact that I, as the guy from the Cosby Show, was shamed about working at Trader Joe's, that story is going to move on. That's going to pass, you know. But what I hope doesn't pass is this new recognition now, this current sensitivity that people are feeling about work and about people working. I hope what continues to resonate is the idea that one job is not better than another, that a certain job might pay more, it might have better benefits, it might look better on paper, but that essentially one kind of work is not better, superior than another kind of work, and that we reevaluate that whole idea and we start just honoring the dignity of work and respecting the dignity of the working person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back in studio again after our little short hiatus. My name is Richard Scuderi, and this program, as you know, every Wednesday is called Modern Design from 2 to 3. So we had a little bit of a vacation, and now we are back in studio, revved up for all the fall shows we're going to do, which is kind of ironic when I do the weather in a minute or two because it's very, very hot out. As I was preparing for the show, thinking, well, you know, it's going to be like the first day back at school when you have your sweater on that you prepared to get, and then that day it's 85 degrees. Anyway, so let's take a look at the weather right now, which is probably still in the 90s, and let's see what the National Weather Service tells us. Okay. So currently I'm seeing that we're at 92 degrees Fahrenheit. This afternoon, 91 to 92, which we've surpassed here. Tonight, partly cloudy, then patchy fog with a low of 71. On Thursday, 50% chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog with a high of 90, so another 90-degree day tomorrow. On Thursday night, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms and showers with a low of 69. On Friday, thunderstorms with a high of only 78 degrees. Friday night, 50% chance of thunderstorms and showers with a low of 62. On Saturday, thunderstorms with a high of 72 degrees. Saturday night, 30% of continuing showers with a low of 58 degrees. And Sunday, finally, guess what, people? Thunderstorms with a high of 69 degrees. So it seems as if today is probably going to be the best day. So if you can, your pool is still open, take a chance and do a little swim when you get home, because it seems like we're going to go into a lot of showers. Oh, well, we'll work on decorating for fall now. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here live in studio each Wednesday from 2 to 3 and talk all things designed. I've been doing this for over 4 years now, so I look forward to the change of season. So we're going to begin our series of fall shows, and the first one is entitled today, Let's Get Ready for Fall. Again, when you look at the garden right now, things are so hot, things are dried out, and there's a lot of things to change to make your garden look fresh for the new season. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages, a lot to talk about in this program, and we're going to have terrific fall guests, seasonal people that have seasonal projects and things that we're going to try together. And, of course, look at now that we're on Facebook Live. Right, we're going to take a couple commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. They say that some of the previous programs today had some issues with noise in studio, with feedback noise. So hopefully you're getting the broadcast today. If you are watching me on Facebook Live, please let me know via your comments if the broadcast is coming through. We're having some problems with the board today, as I understand. And a lot of talks about today's show, and I don't want you to miss any of it. So our topic today happens to be talking about let's get ready for fall. Even though it's 92 degrees right now, things that we can do to get ready for the fall season. So I want to start by doing an assessment. Now, I did that yesterday. I did that both in my store, my gardens, and my stores up in Maplewood, New Jersey, and right here inside Flemington Fan and Lighting. In Ringo's, I took a look at my pots and what was doing and what we need to change out. And then also at home, I took a look at that and said, okay, what can I do better? What can I get rid of? What's burnt out? What can we do? So I think when you get ready, when you transition seasonally, especially after the warm summer season, it seems important that we are ready, in fact, for the fall season. And we start by taking a look at what we need to deadhead and what we need to take out of our garden. Then we want to take a look at our mulch. Sometimes the sun, especially if you don't do that dye black mulch, which I recommend, that the mulch can have oxidized and sort of broken down. So sometimes just sort of a fluffing up of the mulch before we plant some new annuals for fall makes a really big difference. It's also not too too late to get a couple of bags, just bags, simple bags of mulch, not too many of them, and then just do some fresh mulch over the top just to make it look fresh. We're going to pull out anything that was an annual that's done its thing, and then we're going to start to work on adding around our borders beautiful new fall annuals that will really work well in your gardens. Now, fall annuals can be something simple as your classic mum, which has been around as long as we can remember. But also now, I noticed in the past couple of years, there's a lot of new things. Some of them I don't even know the name of. We are going to have Rutgers Landscaping on. We're going to have the Garden Gate. We're going to have some different landscape nurseries on talking about what's trending this year as annuals that you can throw in pots or in your garden in the borders to dress it up. But there's nothing like the classic mum to get you ready for fall. They're very hardy. The thing you have to be careful in our area in Hunterdon County here, of course, is the deer chomping away at them. There are deer sprays out there, but it always seems that it rains that night and they get to them quickly. Couple things that I like to suggest when we're looking for in the beds themselves, we're looking for annuals for the fall, is I like to do solid blocks of color. So if you're going to go out and buy mums for a bed, I like to do solid blocks. So let's say your color this year is a rust color mum, do one section at least all in that. Then maybe you can have alternating sections, but don't do every single one different. It's not a great look when you're doing borders. Keep it consistent so the eye is drawn to one area of color, whether that be purple or white. One of the things this year I'm going to see that started last year is white was trending for fall. Something a little bit different, a little bit more fresh. So maybe this year you do all white mums in your garden beds or maybe in your pots. Something a little bit different. We're going to pair it with some other stuff and make it a little bit more modern and some fresh looking. So classic mums or mums paired with asters or another type of full annual is a great thing to do in your borders. There are variations of mums, like a daisy mum. It's a hardy fall annual, or and maybe an aster, those beautiful purple asters. Fall pansies are a wonderful thing to add, not only just in little pots, but also in the beds. Mix that up a little bit. I'm very big fan of the combination of purple and orange. Fall pansies, are not as easy to get as the mums. But if you can go to a good garden center, they will have fall pansies. Just like the spring, in the fall, they're also very hardy when it comes to the cold. So let's say you do all wonderful purple colored mums. Pair them with orange pansies. Orange and purple are terrific. Orange, purple, and sort of a wine or burgundy color are a terrific combination for fall. So that's a kind of a fun thing to do. I didn't even realize that they had fall pansies. I thought it was just sort of a spring thing. You did purple and yellow in the spring. It was very Easter-like. But in the fall with the orange, it's a really nice thing, and you can get them sort of variegated-looking orange with black on them or solid orange or a combination of both, but something I definitely like to add. We also talked about the asters, something that I like a lot. Let's talk about some of the ornamental things that's like the cabbages. Ornamental cabbages and kale are wonderful for this time of year. They come in different colors. You'll see them in greens or in purples or a variation of both. And I would say with those for borders, just like everything else, bunch alike together so you get visual impact, especially if you're doing them on either side of a bed. Don't have them all be jumbled. Do them all the same on both sides. And then if you have a variation, be consistent on both sides with a variation so they don't look scattered. Ornamental cabbages and kale are a little bit different. The cabbages almost look like roses. The kale are more open, but they're really nice and they can coexist well together. Another thing I like is ornamental peppers, and more they're becoming popular. I prefer them in pots, though, because they're a little bit delicate, and you don't usually see them as well. But ornamental peppers are beautiful in the fall. They give lots of seasonal color, and they're in lots of different colors. I saw complete purple, purple and yellow, red, red and yellow, all sorts of variations, and they're hardy, and they really, really look nice in our beds and can really make it a nice thing to do for your space. Gourds. Let's talk about gourds. I always say gourds are just that. They're gorgeous. They're wonderful. They vary. They're full of color. The deer don't usually eat them, so they're impervious to that stuff. I want to start with talking about something that happens to me often. If I do a pretty good job during the year planting, sometimes when September comes and even early October, my plants are still doing their thing and they're thriving. So instead of ripping them out, what I've come to know to do is actually go buy a bushel of gourds and just throw them in the pots with all your flowers that are already thriving. It will add oranges and yellows and add a fall look to it, but it will not interrupt what's already happening. So using gourds first with your existing plants and pots will bring a fall look in. That's one way to go. If you have a very big deer problem, don't buy annuals. Just buy gourds, the bigger gourds, the gooseneck gourd, the turban squashes, and so on. Put those in your pots. You know, the look of a black pot, an urn, or maybe something that's tin or metal, full of different gourds, is as beautiful, if not more beautiful, than putting a mum or some flowers in that space. So use gourds as flowers or as decoration themselves instead of flowers in deer-prone areas, something that you can do and really, really works well. Again, some of the bigger gourds are probably best if you're not going to do any flowers. The turban squash, the gooseneck, the big gourds that you see when you go out, they're kind of funny and warty looking, but as different in color as can be, and you don't need a lot of them for visual impact. Around Thanksgiving time, I always run out and get a bunch of them right before the holiday and put them just in my front beds, all different colors, just stacked. I'll throw some bittersweet in them on either side, just right in the plant beds, because by the end of November, everything has died off. And then when you're driving down the street or you're coming to someone's house for a holiday, you see, wow, that really looks nice. Actually, something kind of funny happened this year when I did it last year. Day after Thanksgiving, I pulled all the gourds out, I thought, but one of them had sort of opened up a little bit and seeded itself. So this year, I noticed in one of my plant beds in the front of my house, I saw a beautiful vine starting that looked like a zucchini. It grew like weeds as fast as you can with these beautiful yellow zucchini-like flowers, and I soon realized it was not a zucchini, but in fact, it was the previous year's gourd that I had just thrown in the beds, and I had just picked this morning three beautiful big gourds that are, I didn't even know were in the bed there, and I'm probably not going to have to buy too many gourds this year because the gourd just seeded itself. So if you're going to use gourds, maybe you pick at the end, take the seeds out of them, put them in a different part of your garden, and you can grow your own gourds the following year, and they will continue, as I understand, to regrow. So gourds are a very, very good thing. Okay, I think we're up to our news. We're going to check on the sound quality here today, which sounds a little off to me. And we have a lot to talk about. Our topic today, let's get ready for fall. So we'll take our news, and then we'll be back with a lot more of our program.
USA Radio News.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue today on Capitol Hill. Kavanaugh was asked about Roe versus Wade by Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Well, as a general proposition, I understand the importance of the precedent set forth in Roe v. Wade.
Facebook and Twitter executives are defending their company in congressional hearings today. Meanwhile, Google declined sending a top executive to the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey earlier today.
We don't always have an understanding of where an account is located. We have to infer this oftentimes. And this is where we do get a lot of help from our law enforcement partners, is not only to understand where some of these threats are coming from, but also the intent. And the faster that we get that information, the faster that we can act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Reaction continues to the launch of a new Nike ad campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback was the first to kneel during the national anthem to protest, he said, police violence against black Americans. And he's the face of the campaign, which marks the 30th anniversary of Nike's Just Do It campaign. Tweeting Nike boycott, some people said in response that they're going to burn their Nike sneakers or cut the swoosh logo off their socks. Also, many police organizations are calling for a boycott of Nike. However, Apex Marketing says in the first 24 hours since Kaepernick revealed the spot on Twitter, Nike had received over $43 million worth of free media exposure, the vast majority of it neutral to positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nike stocks did initially drop 3%, but have rebounded today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. and Canadian officials are working together to come up with a trade deal to replace NAFTA. Canada's Prime Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, spoke to reporters a short time ago.
We are back as we said we would be last week. Our officials have continued to work hard and constructively over the weekend. And we are looking forward to constructive conversations today.
Freeland was speaking there on Fox Business. The woman who took the photos of former Cosby Show star Jeffrey Owens while he worked at a Trader Joe's in New Jersey says she cried an hour and a half after seeing all the social media backlash Owens was receiving and that he was job shamed. Meanwhile, Owens himself is speaking out.
The fact that I, as the guy from the Cosby Show, was shamed about working at Trader Joe's, that story is going to move on. That's going to pass, you know. But what I hope doesn't pass is this new recognition now, this current sensitivity that people are feeling about work and about people working. I hope what continues to resonate is the idea that one job is not better than another, that a certain job might pay more, it might have better benefits, it might look better on paper, but that essentially one kind of work is not better, superior than another kind of work, and that we reevaluate that whole idea and we start just honoring the dignity of work and respecting the dignity of the working person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our topic today happens to be the garden. We're going to take a couple of messages. We'll be back with more of our show.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Home Instead Senior Care.
It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs, and we have been in the area for quite a number of years now. I have a local location for Maven Hill Design inside Flemington Fan and Lighting, and that's at 1 76, Route 20231 in Flemington, New Jersey, across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. It's a very big store, about 6,000 square feet of space, with lighting and all of my accessories, artwork, and everything you need for the home. I do have another location in northern New Jersey near the Short Hills Mall at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Both locations carry furniture, accessories, everything you may need for the home. The big part of my business is that I do kitchens and bathrooms and painting, everything related to space plans for your home. If you'd like to go to my website, the website for my company, Maven Hill Designs, is www.maven, M-A-V, as in Victor, I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L, designs.com. One of the nicest things we do, and probably do a couple every day, is that I have a coupon on the website for $199 for $200. I'll come out to your house and give you some general ideas, a wish list, if you will, that I leave you with to give a pair of fresh eyes in improving your home. So to reach me or any of my staff at Maven Hill, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic happens to be, let's get ready for the fall. And even though it's currently 92 degrees and sunny, that's going to happen relatively soon. I think I read earlier in the broadcast that one night this week it's going to be in the 50s, so things are going to start to change quickly, as they often do after the Labor Day holiday. So we're talking about things that you can do to start to make your property look like fall, things that you can do in your beds, cleaning out the beds, fluffing the mulch, adding new annuals, interesting things you can. They can be mums, they can be asters, they can be daisy mums, they can be other things like that, but they also can be gourds. Use gourds to decorate. If you have an area that's infested with deer and it's not going to work for you, use that. Have that be your color. Use bigger pieces because they'll be in the ground, in the low. But bright colors, you don't need that many. They really look nice and they will last to the end of the season. So then I want to start talking a little bit about pots, the pots themselves. What's better than seasonal pots? I mean, they really get you in the mood. A lot of the towns here, Flemington does a nice job with the pots in the downtown. Frenchtown does a good job. New Hope does a good job. Lambertville with really doing beautiful seasonal pots, and the more interesting, the better. Particularly the fall pots. I always think that they're really terrific looking. So this is the time of year that we want to get inspiration. I've been looking at the garden centers, but they're not quite there yet. One of the things that I do is I go to Google Images, which is one of my favorite things, and I'll Google fall pots in August, actually, to try to prepare for some of my media that I do, the television show down in Princeton, the radio show here, and some of the things that I do with my blog, and come up with interesting ideas for pots. And what I'm seeing trending, as I said earlier in the broadcast, is people using white this year during Thanksgiving. It's a new, fresh take on things. Classically, you think of fall, you think of oranges, russets, burgundy, maybe even a little bit of yellow. But you don't necessarily think of white. So one of the things that's kind of nice when you're working with white, you actually, like even with a mum or a daisy mum and so on, you really see the petals of the flower a little bit more. It's more architectural, and that's a school of thought with decorating for fall using white. So I'm seeing a lot of that with white flowers. I'm also seeing white pumpkins. Interesting, but a different look, maybe mixing some pumpkins, miniature pumpkins or bigger pumpkins in with your flowers, but doing white pumpkins. So that gives it a freshness, a different kind of look, maybe something to talk about. And then you put obviously other things in it. One of my favorite vines at fall time is bittersweet, which is a little bit too early yet but pretty soon we'll start to see on our trees, tall trees and so on, we'll see sort of an invasive vine called bittersweet, which is kind of nice because it's a little berry that sort of pops open and it has sort of a yellow and orange combination. It really looks nice in pots when you stick it together in there with pumpkins and gourds and other things, mums, and really can look wonderful in the space. So that's something to do. I love putting unusual things in my fall pots. One of the things I like to use is ornamental grasses, wonderful like plume grasses or things that have like a purple to them. I think when I opened my first store in Flemington, the first year I used orange Shasta grasses in the middle that were kind of tall. And then I had all sorts of different things around them, and that was kind of fun. In the last couple of years, they're using cattails and punks and all different sort of interesting things in the center of the pots to create drama and height in the space, which is nice. You can even use branches, any sort of branches, and put branches in the center of any pot that you're going to put outside for the fall and really make them look nice. I always like when there's creativity, when people add things that are unusual and different to make their space and sort of try to copy that to a degree. You know, things that you can do and things that are unusual. I think maybe one of the things that I saw last year that I wanted to try this year is someone I saw did a fall pots, but they used white and green. So the mums were three different types of mums, but they were white. And then they used Granny Smith green apples in the pot, you know, just sort of picked Granny Smith green apples with the white and the green and some different greens. And that were very fall-like. They kind of looked like that they might be coleus. But it was just basically just white and green. But it really denoted fall. And it was really nice, something that was kind of unusual. Again, the ornamental peppers thrown in amongst the flowers in your pots always add a little bit of texture and are terrific looking. And I saw last year when I went to pick ornamental peppers to put in my pots. There were so many choices. They had a blood red. There was a dark wine color. There was purple. There was yellow. There was all different types of them and all different sizes of them. And they really add to the look of the finished look of the pots. Again, all different types of gourds, ornamental squashes, and so on are beautiful. The more interesting, throw them in there. Each one should be a little bit different, and they give you a color from a distance, which is terrific. A couple things that I think are kind of interesting, especially if you have a property out here in Hunterdon, is get some hay bales. It's kind of nice maybe in your beds or in your entrance. Maybe you don't do a pot. Maybe you do a display, a fall display, on top of a hay bale. The hay bale will lift it up. It's very country looking, and then you can do a display of gourds, of pumpkins, of all that stuff in that space, and I think that can work very well for you. Other things that you can do that are not necessarily so organic is to add some things outside that are artificial. One is good quality wreaths, wonderful wreaths on the front door. Change out your summer wreath. Maybe you have a very summery looking wreath. Change that out. Let's do something that has wonderful fall colors to it throughout the space, and that'll make a big difference and denote fall. One of my favorite ones was, I had it for so many years, it kind of faded. I had a wreath that was just all gathered apples, and it was just amazing against a black front door. It was these wonderful apples, wax-looking apples, and it was just amazing. It carried from a distance, but after the years, it had its days. But, you know, change it out, do things. I love things that maybe have some pheasant feathers in them, some things that have dried hydrangea in them, some things that have that Chinese, that is a wonderful flower. It's sort of a Chinese lantern flower that's orange. I think you've seen it around. I saw a wreath today that was made solely out of that. Really interesting and a really good pop of color at the front door. Okay, we're going to take our last set of commercial messages. A lot more to talk about. We're going to get you thinking about fall and doing stuff to a new degree for this year's 2018 fall season.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, general contractor, and home stager for the past 21 years. I have two locations, one here in locally in Hunterdon County in Ringgoes, New Jersey, inside Flemington Fan and Lighting. We do everything from painting, window treatments, kitchens, bathrooms, flooring, anything related to your home, additions, anything related to your home, or general advice. One of the things that we talk about on the show all the time is sometimes you just need an eye to guide you towards wonderful things. And for $199, we'll come out to your house, a one-shot visit. We'll come with my trusty receipt of different ideas, and we'll go room by room and give you some great ideas. Another thing we do with a lot of the paint stores in the area is if you're going to do paint, colors can be overwhelming. Again, for $199 and up, but most of them are $199, we'll go through every room of your house and pick the best paint colors. So a lot of things that you can do without spending a fortune, getting a professional in and changing your space to be that much better by using our company. To reach Maven Hill Designs, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Today's topic is let's get ready for the fall, and we're talking about wonderful things we can start to do to transition from summer to fall, which is not fun because there's the back-to-school thing going on, which I think hit big time today, and will continue this week. So got to get used to that, right? Some people love it. A lot of people hate it. But time is transitioning, and it is going to get cooler towards the end of the week, and we want to think about making our homes look like fall, not only on the outside, but also on the inside. And in the subsequent weeks, I'm going to have all different ideas inside and outside, experts, things to do. Towards the end, towards Thanksgiving, we're going to have in Maxine Stadell, and she's down the road here with Ladylike Antiques. We're going to talk about setting a Thanksgiving table and things you're going to do. We're going to have a couple of the garden centers in Hunterdon County out here to talk about things that are fun this year, things that are innovative, and to make your space look as beautiful as possible. So before we went to last break, we're talking about perhaps putting your gourds and your seasonal items on hay bales, trying something different, raising them up and giving them a different seasonal look. There are other plants that you can put out. There are fall sunflowers that are kind of nice that you can put in your beds. That could be nice. Again, the bittersweet vine we talked about is wonderful. You may already have it in your property out in Hunterdon County or Somerset or wherever you're listening from. One of the things that I often like to do is use bushel baskets. If you go to a farm in the fall, you'll see that apples and items, gourds are sold in these beautiful bushel baskets. That's a wonderful way of displaying stuff outside or even inside. Save those baskets and make an arrangement for outside or inside using bushel baskets. Apples always look so wonderful in it. And don't always stick to apples that are red. How about green? Granny Smith green apples or gold apples. Do an arrangement of those. Non-traditional colors, but have that look of fall. That can always be quite, quite nice. Perhaps you'll do one with all different types of pumpkins, all different colors of pumpkins. Pumpkins aren't always all orange. Some of them are yellow. Some of them are white. It's kind of nice to have them green. How about green pumpkins? I saw a lot of those last year. I am kind of intrigued this year about doing some pots and whitens and greens and do all different types of green pumpkins with maybe some white flowers and some things that are just a little bit different and a little bit unusual. Also, green and purple are kind of nice. You know, if you do, well, maybe purple flowers for the fall and then throw some green and white pumpkins in, that's a nice way of doing something that's a little bit different and fresh. Another thing that you can do is if you don't have a green thumb in a lot of space, maybe you're in a condo or townhouse, what about seasonal fall flags? They're kind of nice. So the harvest message can be nice. How about adding some fall flags to a space, making it look very festive and so on. Wood signs that say harvest, things that are painted that you could put maybe at your front entrance. Those are nice things that you can do. In the space. There is a plant that I like a lot, and it's called coxcomb. We talked about it last year. It kind of looks velvety, like a lasagna noodle that's velvety, and it comes in shades of orange and burgundy and so on. And it came back last year. My whole storefront, all my pots at the entrance were orange coxcomb. They were amazing. I had to take them out to put Christmas stuff in, but boy, did they last long, and it was interesting. They have a lot of texture. They have a lot of color, and they're a little bit different looking, so something like a coxcomb could be a wonderful thing to do. And also, start going to the garden centers, see what's new. Every year, there's a new and interesting annual that I've never heard of before that's great for the fall that you can just dump out, throw in your pots, and have something that's different than everybody else has. You know, arrangements I'm talking about, just getting a handful of pumpkins and arranging them on steps, leveled steps, is a really nice thing to do. You'll see that a lot on Google Images, on Pinterest, and so on. People will go to a garden center, a place where they can get them relatively inexpensively, and the different types of pumpkins, and then arrange them on the steps going down. So on each level, there's different types of pumpkins or colors, and arranging them together, and that's something that you can do that's very inexpensive and beautiful. You can do a base underneath your pumpkins, maybe get a sort of make a nest of wonderful leaves, and then put the pumpkins on top of that. That's kind of a nice thing to do. You can get some bittersweet vine and push it in and out with your arrangements of pumpkins, and that's something nice to do. Mix gourds and pumpkins together, that's nice to do. Also, painted pumpkins were very popular last year, where people were painting designs on pumpkins. I saw black pumpkins mixed with the orange, which was kind of cool and Halloween-y. I saw people painting designs. I saw a wonderful zigzag design on pumpkins that were sort of white and then the orange pumpkin underneath, which was kind of nice. So painted pumpkins are something you can do and cluster them together, and that's interesting and different to do. Let's talk about corn stalks. Corn stalks have been around forever. Dried corn stalks, I think, are terrific looking. Deer don't seem to get at them, and they seem to work out very well because they give you height. So if you have a mailbox down at the end of your driveway with a post, go get a corn stalk. Tie a beautiful ribbon around it. Fall ribbons, it doesn't take much. A beautiful orange ribbon or maybe a chocolate brown grain ribbon or two of those together tied around in a wonderful bowl with a corn stalk. You got your look. It looks amazing there, and it really lasts. You see it from a distance. It's a couple of bucks, and it makes a big difference. Look into ribbons for the fall. Seasonal ribbons have a lot of color. They're not expensive, and they go a long way. People overlook corn stalks. They're kind of a great look. Do them at your front door. You have a nice entrance. Maybe you have a porch on either side. Have corn stalks against the house tied beautifully, and at the base of them have some different pumpkins and gourds. You're done. You don't have to do anything else outside. It really gives you a wonderful and festive look, especially if you're entertaining in the fall on a Sunday. It's kind of nice to people come in and to see those things. Again, we talked about apples, both outside and inside. Get beautiful apples. The smell of apples inside. Maybe you have Granny Smith green apples. Maybe you have Golden Delicious. Put them all together outside, maybe in a bushel, inside in a beautiful bowl at your entrance or on a foyer table. That makes a really big difference. Indian corn. I love Indian corn. I think it looks nice. Varieties of them. Put them in a basket. The one thing you have to worry about is the squirrels. I remember one year I went to a farm stand. I came in. I bought some things, and I bought Indian corn. I bought one for my father, and I went over to his house, and I put it on its door knocker. I tied it with a nice ribbon. I left it for him. And when he came home, he called me. He goes, "What did you do?" I said, "What?" I said, "I gave you Indian corn." He says, "There's no corn here." The squirrel climbed onto the door and ate every kernel of corn, so it was just cobs and a beautiful bow. So you have to be kind of careful with that, with the Indian corn. But if you're in a protected place, they're beautiful, and they add a lot of color and texture. So something else that you can do as well in the space. Big baskets, doing things in wonderful baskets, especially at the front door. Maybe you get a an old basket, something that's really tall, and then you fill the base with something, and then lots of pumpkins and gourds, lots of flowers, maybe some bittersweet vine, put them together and make a collection. When you gather things together, it is very fall-like, and it could look very nice in a space. We talked about four fall wreaths, maybe different types of fall wreaths. I saw a fall wreath last year that had lots and lots of acorns. It was like all done in acorns, and it had moss in the back. It was just brown. It just looked really nice, very sophisticated and very different. Always look to do things that are unusual. Again, we talked about ribbons. Go to any garden center. Go to Walmart. Go to any of these places that have a craft section. Even if you're going to just not do much, ribbon makes a really big difference. Maybe you have a lamppost that's always there. Maybe you don't want to spend a lot of money. Maybe you don't even want to get too much stuff. Go get a couple of fall ribbons. Have them. A lot of the craft stores have people there that will make a bow for you. It costs a couple of bucks. You have to buy the materials first. Maybe pick three different elements. Maybe you do a brown grosgrain. Maybe you do an orange. And then you do something else that has a pattern to it that brings those together. And they'll make a full ribbon with tails on them. And then they'll tie it up for you with wire. And then you put that in the fall on top of your, on your lamppost. And you have a wonderful seasonal look for a space. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Be creative. Use things that are unusual. People are always looking for inspiration. I know I am, of things that you can do outside that are very, very inspirational. So we're going to talk a little bit now. We're at the end of the segment. We're going to talk a little bit about inside. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about all the inside decorations. And the first thing I would say is, which I put out this week, is all my wonderful pumpkin spice candles, all the different ones. I carry a lot of lines, including Yankee candles. Wonderful candles for the fall. But also other scents are nice. Cinnamon is a great candle, which I use a lot. I like the smell of the cinnamon candles. Anything that has sort of a nutty fall, nut bread, or any of that stuff of the different types of candles that have that nutmeggy, cinnamony, fall smell to them are wonderful. The glow is nice if you're entertaining in the later part of the day on the weekends, and the smell is very nice. So candles are kind of nice to change those over for both the color and the scent inside the house. Also, spices, boiling spices in the fall. One of the things that I like to do is get some on a summer fall Sunday, get some apple cider. Maybe that's a little bit left over, and some cinnamon sticks and some cloves. And just on a slow boil, put that in a wonderful pan on the stove and let that simmer very, very, very low. And it really fills the house with the smell of the fall. Nice thing to do when you're entertaining. Keep it very low, though, and it'll last for hours and hours. Definitely something else that you can do. Again, we talked about apples in a gorgeous bowl. Take your best bowl. Maybe tin, maybe something else, an interesting container, and fill it with seasonal apples, something else that you can do for inside the house. How about changing out your kitchen towels to seasonal towels, bringing in some russets, some oranges, some browns, some wonderful fall tones, or maybe something with a little bit of texture to it, which is always nice. Maybe at your, if you have a fireplace, maybe at the hearth of the fireplace, gather some wonderful seasonal mums and plants and put them on either side of the fireplace, and that always denotes the look of fall. Also, with candles, hurricanes, using hurricane pots, which are wonderful, nice glass hurricanes, maybe on a sideboard or in a dining room, and then fill the, do a white or a vanilla candle, and then fill the around it, the clear glass part, with acorns. I remember one year I did green acorns. I waited and saw the ones that came to the ground that were green, and I filled them. But you know what? On their own, nature made them change. In a couple of days, they were brown. But the a big white glass container with a beautiful white pillar candle or vanilla pillar candle, and then full of acorns, natural acorns, looks amazing in a space. You can also achieve that same look by using hazelnuts or walnuts or any sort of nut. It's kind of a cool fall look. That's a good way, actually. That's kind of a nice look for your Thanksgiving table, to do something like that. Maybe do all hazelnuts or walnuts or pecans and put them around a white candle in glass jar, and it really looks very, very nice in the space. All right, we've come to the end of our segment. It's the beginning of a whole new season. I'm excited to talk each week to you about different things you can do to make your home both inside and outside wonderful for the fall. Thank you, and have a terrific, terrific day, everybody. Get in that pool before it's too late. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue today on Capitol Hill. Kavanaugh was asked about Roe versus Wade by Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Well, as a general proposition, I understand the importance of the precedent set forth in Roe v. Wade.
Facebook and Twitter executives are defending their company in congressional hearings today. Meanwhile, Google declined sending a top executive to the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey earlier today.
We don't always have an understanding of where an account is located. We have to infer this oftentimes. And this is where we do get a lot of help from our law enforcement partners, is not only to understand where some of these threats are coming from, but also the intent. And the faster that we get that information, the faster that we can act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no